Blog Talk Radio. got this Joker Bascom standing by for, except to smear me as a homosexual, which I'm not.
I never said you were.
I hope you realize you've just practically admitted you don't believe the accusation against me. That you're openly confessing collusion.
Mr. Chairman, point of order. Oh, how are they going to keep him down in the Senate after they've been on TV?
Well, that's very funny and very cute, but you have
to talk. The question was right when he said you're not very sensitive to people. Let's get this dirty business over with. I won't throw my mud if you won't throw your mud.
And let you get nominated on the next ballot?
Well, and good luck. And may the best man win, assuming we don't knock each other off and the party.
Where's Bascom?
He's waiting in the basement.
Is that the court-martial testimony?
In the army. Well, now we're getting somewhere.
What was it? Was he a member of the Communist Party? Or the Ku Klux Klan? Or did he run the other way when the guns went off?
Well, sir, Mr. President, sir, we weren't anywhere around where there were guns.
They were both in the Aleutians, the island of Adak, Quartermaster Corps.
We were there a year. Oh, well, maybe more like 18 months for me and, maybe 16, 17 months for Joe. And, well, let's see, he came there February 43. I got there,
I'm sorry, Mr. Bascom. I'm afraid we're not interested.
No. Let's hear the dirt, whatever it is.
Finally tracked it down. Go on, tell him, Mr. Bascom.
Well, Joe Cantwell was captain and house captain. And Joe Cantwell was, well, you know how it is, sir, sometimes when there's all those men together and
no female companionship?
That's right. Some nurses later on, but not enough to make much difference. And, well, there was just, there were all those men.
And no women. Come on, Dick, stop it, will you?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, Joe's not like that.
I find this very interesting.
Now,
Mr. Bascom. I should say Captain Bascom.
I was a major, actually. I was promoted just before my discharge in 46. And I'm in the reserve, the inactive reserve. But if there's another war, I'll be the...
Major Bascom!
First one.
Do I understand, by the way you are slowly beating around the bush, that Joe Cantwell was what we used to call, when I was a boy, a degenerate?
Yes, sir, Mr. President, sir. That's just what I mean.
I don't believe it. No man with that awful wife and those ugly children be anything but normal.
Bill, whether you believe it or not is beside the point.
Even if it's true, so what, Bill?
I, too, am a tolerant man. I personally do not care if Joe Cantwell enjoys carnal knowledge of a McCormick Reaper. But I do care about finding a way to stop him cold.
Look here, Art, I'm the one who's running for president. That's for you, Dick.
Bill, will you at least listen to this man?
No. I'm beginning to wonder if I'm working for the wrong team.
Perhaps you are. Perhaps you'd be happy with Cantwell, helping him throw his mud.
Sorry.
Bill, as a favor to an old man in his sunset years, Just listen to Major Bascom. That's all. Just listen.
All right. I'll listen. As a favor to a friend.
That's fine. After all, how often does $1 million drop into your lap? Not to mention the presidency. Major Bascom, you just sit right down here. Make yourself comfortable. And tell us your story, omitting no details, no matter how sordid.
I went into politics to stop. All the business of gossip instead of issues, personalities instead of policies. We've got enough on Cantwell's public life to defeat him without going into his private life, which is nobody's business.
Any more than yours is?
Any more than mine is.
Cantwell is using your private life.
All the more reason I don't use his. I'm not Cantwell.
No one's used anything yet. Jensen, see if you can arrange a meeting where nobody can see them.
Go on.
Something like this, even against Cantwell.
What would happen if you had to make a quick decision in the White House, and maybe all our lives depended on whether you could act fast, and you just sat there? Having a high old time with your divided conscience.
I'm not divided. I know what I should do, and this is not it.
Then you don't want to be king of the castle, so stay away from us. Be a saint on your own time, because you ain't fit to lead anybody.
Why, because I won't shoot off a cannon to kill a bug? Because I don't have that mindless reflex you confuse with strength? Don't you understand? If I start to fight like Cantwell, I lose all meaning.
If you don't start to fight, you are finished. Now, I am here to tell you this. That power is not a toy that we give to good children. It's a weapon. And the strong man takes it and he uses it. And if you don't go down there and beat Joe Cantwell to the floor with this very dirty stick, then you've got no business in this big league. Because if you don't fight, this job is not for you, and it never will be.
Why are you hesitating this time?
Not being righteous, and I do want to win, but how can I, in any conscience, use a thing like this even against Cantwell?
What would happen if you had to make a quick decision in the White House, and maybe all our lives depended on whether you could act fast, and you just sat there, having a high old time with your divided conscience?
I'm not divided. I know what I should do, and this is not it.
Then you don't want to be king of the castle, so stay away from us. Be a saint on your own time, because you ain't fit to lead anybody.
Why, because I won't shoot off a cannon to kill a bug? Because I don't have that mindless reflex you confuse with strength. Don't you understand? If I start to fight like Cantwell, I lose all meaning.
If you don't start to fight, you are finished. Now, I am here to tell you this. That power is not a toy that we give to good children. It's a weapon. And the strong man takes it and he uses it. And if you don't go down there and beat Joe Cantwell to the floor with this very dirty...
Covered on every side. I'm covered on every side.
Conyers. If you don't believe me, you've got his number.
You're worse than a liar. You have no sense of right or wrong, only what'll work. Well, this is going to work.
You're not going to use that now?
Oh, yes, yes. I'll use anything against you. I can't let you be president.
All right, Bill. It's your funeral. Against me, you haven't got a chance.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Say, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it?